It's Groundhog Day, Mom. Did you know that? February 2nd is Groundhog Day.
I did not know that, but I'm going to tell you this right now. It is cold. It is very, very cold.
So does that mean the groundhog doesn't see a shadow? You're packing, getting ready for Chicago. You're about to leave and looking at the weather. It's going to be a lot colder than it is here.
It's going to be freezing. Not just get the hand warmer, feet warmers that you break up and put in your gloves and socks cold. It is going to be freezing cold. Like I need a propane heater in my pants cold.
Yeah. This morning, first thing we talked about was you talking about the minuses that you're about to experience.
Yeah. Minus 17 is going to be the low one night. So, yeah, it's going to be, I'm pretty sure that a groundhog is not even going to come out of his hole to see his shadow.
Well, so do you know how to pack for something so cold? You're from that area, aren't you?
I'm from there. So that's the whole thing. I am from there. I actually lived there for a good amount of time. I had my first son, Manny, was actually born there. So we were leaving the hospital middle of January, negative degrees weather, taking him home, putting him in a car seat, wondering what in the heck are you, how do you get them bundled up warm enough and still get them to fit inside of the actual infant carrier? That's skill. I'm just going to say that right now. It's skill. So I am used to it, but I have not lived there. I moved back to California in 2002. So my blood has definitely thinned out. I am not tough. I am not strong. I am a
You're
California
not looking
girl.
To the cold weather over there?
No, I am not. It is freezing cold to your
is it
bones
snowing?
Cold.
Is that a thing
yes.
that happens there? I'm not too hip to Chicago. I don't know what happens weather-wise. So.
Oh, yes, no. There's snow all over the place. They've had a couple of snowstorms. It will be. And here's the best part about it. When it snows and it's beautiful when it snows. It really is. And it's everything is white everywhere. It's gorgeous. It's something, unless you go up to Big Bear, you don't really get to experience here in Southern California. But after it's been on the ground for about 2 days and they've put down all the salt on the roads and everybody's driving all over the top of it, and they've shoveled and they've, done everything that they're doing to get the snow out of the way, they've plowed, then now you've got these big giant mountains of snow going down the sides of the road and they're black. Because it's all the sludge coming up from the tires and from the melting snow, from the salt and, the snow plows that go through. And that's the piece that's just kind of like, ugh. You're there and you're like, it's dark, it's gloomy, it's why I live in Southern California.
So what are you going there for again? I forget.
I'm going there for dad. So we're going to have a pacemaker put in, a defibrillator. He does have AFib and he's in congenital heart failure. So we've tried many, many medicines and we just can't seem to get him straight. They've done the stop and restart of his heart to try to get the beat going correctly. And we've tried multiple other things as well. And this is going to be the solution at this point.
You're being a good daughter. I love it.
I'm being a good daughter. And to be honest with you, I've been through with Manny, with Moober, he's had two open heart surgeries. I think I've said that before on the show. And, that was way different than an implant of, a pacemaker / defibrillator. So I'm not too worried about it. It should be an in and out procedure. He'll go in one day. He might even go home same day. If not, we'll go home next day. So it shouldn't be too big of a deal. And actually, I think it's going to make him feel a whole lot better. So I'm looking forward to it. But he needs some support there. And it's my turn. My older sister went back the last time that he was, in the hospital having some problems. And this time is my turn. And you should see the text messages that have gone back and forth between me and my sisters about it.
Oh, boy. I've seen the way your sister talks.
Oh, yeah. So I sent I got a little verbal and I sent a picture of the weather snap and said, I'm taking one for the team. and I'm getting messages back going, oh, man, forgot you were going. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks so much.
So today we have given the reins to the mortgage dad for the phone number now and the text line.
We did. So Larry's on it today. He's going to be the one responding to all of the text messages and taking all of the phone calls because I've got to get out of here, get packed and get on the road. But Larry is here and all you guys heard Larry last week and he's going to be coming in here on the show, talking with us a little bit more today. Larry is absolutely fantastic. And, he's a great part, great addition to the team.
We all did a text response class with the mortgage mom today, going through the 474747 and how to respond and everything. So if you have a question for the mortgage mom or the mortgage dad, go ahead and send the word mom to 474747. That'll get you started. And today, it's Groundhog Day. Did you know it's Groundhog Day?
I did. That's what I said. There's no way a groundhog's coming out, even coming out of his hole.
Did I say that before?
I think I did.
It's happening over and over again.
I don't know
what's happening. Oh my gosh.
Just like the movie.
So today we're going to do a home buyer show. It's kind of like a precursor to our home buyer workshop happening a week from tomorrow, February 10th. We're going to do it at 11 a.m. on your computer.
That's
on
right.
Facebook Live, YouTube, all that. We'll give you the links. And so today we're going to do everything home buyer. How about that?
Yep. Sounds great. And I'm really looking forward to giving you guys just a small piece of what that workshop is going to be about. And that way, if you guys want to know more, then you've got to tune in. Besides, we've got Morgan Wallen tickets.
Got those Morgan Wallen tickets for the best question.
That's right. So if you guys are tuned in live to us on either Facebook or YouTube, and you guys have sent us a question in advance, or you guys get interactive with us and start sending questions during the workshop, we're going to answer all of those questions. I'm going to pick my favorite question, and that is the person that's going to win those Morgan Wallen tickets.
Now let's get the mortgage dad over here real quick, because we got you all hooked up with the text message. How's that going so far?
Oh, it's great. Great questions today.
It's a huge show today on Mortgage Mom Radio, but first it's time for compliance.
That's right. So my name is Deborah Lynn Marcoux, and my NMLS ID number is 237926. Since Larry's on the show, Larry's taking your text messages and your phone calls. I'm going to make him do his part, and then I'll actually do the disclosure.
Hi, Larry Ehrlich. My NMLS number is 633141, and I'm here for you guys.
I like that. Here for you guys isn't part of the disclosure, but that works for
Maybe
me.
Maybe that's his catchphrase. I'm here for you guys.
I'm here for you guys. I love it. So both Larry and I are licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Okay, so get your text questions in right now. We're going to get to them after the tax grandma's coming up, and maybe we're going to talk to the credit cowboy. 474747, text the word mom. You ready?
Yeah, they're actually coming in pretty quick here. So we're going to get tax grandma on, and then if we can squeeze the credit cowboy in just for one quick tip of advice, we will. But I need a break. Mom needs a break, and then we'll just go ahead and get some questions started.
All right. The
Mortgage Mom. Hi, this is Debbie, the Mortgage Mom. We'd like to welcome JMJ Financial Group to Mortgage Mom Radio. Since opening their doors in Southern California in 1992, yes, folks, 1992, JMJ Financial Group has been changing perspectives one person at a time, one-on-one contact. JMJ Financial Group is a mortgage bank with every loan program that you could need under one roof. FHA, VA, USDA, conventional, and jumbo. What program do you need? They're going to work with you one-on-one. They're a full-service, customer-centric mortgage lender. Do you require real estate services too? It can be quick and simple with the right guidance. JMJ Financial has some great information you can put to use when making your decision. Want to work with JMJ Financial? Don't you want somebody who's going to help you along the way? Call Mortgage Mom Radio, 844-935-3634. Or hey, text the word mom to 474747. You trust your mom, so trust who mom trusts. Technology when you need it, human touch when you want it. JMJ Financial.
Boy, these text messages are coming in, Mom. You can text the word mom to 474747. And it's a little special today because there's a different answerer on the other end, right?
There is. So I brought Larry through all of the, you know, ins and outs of how to get on the text messages, how to respond to all of the questions, and he's got the reins. You know, I'm taking off right after the show, and I'm going to be out of here. So he's got the reins for me for the next couple of days.
Dad's in charge for Groundhog Day, huh?
Dad is in charge for Groundhog Day. So I think you should read a question, and we should let Dad answer the question.
Okay, I just learned how to answer these texts at 474747. So here's one from somebody in Orange County, Lexi from Eastvale. She writes, I have the down payment for a home, but a lender I spoke with trying to pre-qualify said I need 2 years of income. I was a stay-at-home mom for the last 4 years, but worked before them full time since I was 16 years old. She's a worker like you. Look at that. Like Moober.
She is. She is a worker. I like that.
I just went through a divorce. Is there any way about the 2-year history? I don't want to move my kids and rent for 2 years and move again. And what do you say, Dad?
That's a great question, Lexi. There's a lot of different ways we can look at it for you. You know, I understand that you don't want to rent it's silly to rent these days. You could just keep, you know, paying as much rent as you do and as a house payment. You just throw your money away. So it's a really great question. So first we want to look at is what your down payment is. You know, the fact that you don't have a two-year history that you worked before since you were 16, we can get around that. There's a lot of different things that we can look at. If you've worked before and you have a two-year history, maybe it's not a recent two-year history, but it's a two-year history that you've had over the past. If you've been working for 6 months with FHA financing, they're good with that. You know, it's really simple. You don't even have to have a big down payment. Your credit doesn't have to be 750. There's a lot of things that we can do to help you, and you know, give us a call and we'd be happy to go over that with you.
Yeah. So, and you know what I like about this question, Larry, it's perfect because she, you know, with FHA, you know, she's a mom. She just went through a divorce. She's probably going to be closer to an FHA borrower. I mean, let's all think about it for a minute. And Lexi, this isn't saying that I'm pegging you for this, but you know, when you go through a divorce, a lot of times your credit does get hurt. You know, it's just kind of part of that, you know, that process. Right. So, you know, FHA would probably be really good for her. It's the lower down payment with the 3.5%, depending on her current income and her credit score. Maybe there's some down payment assistance available for her. On top of that, if she's getting child support or alimony, we really only need the 6 months receipt of that. So we could add those items to her qualifying income as well. Once we've got that 6 month, you know, seasoning. So she's got lots of options. So whoever told her no, that's why we do this show.
Yeah, whoever told you no won't be in business next week anyway. So give us a call and we'd be more than happy to help you.
I love that. That is so funny, Larry. And it's true. It is so true. So guys, hey, I'm telling you right now, Larry can do some really great stuff and so can Mortgage Mom Radio. If you've been told no, if you just want to get a loan, if you need to have a question answered, give us a call. Don't wait. 844-935-3634. Text the word MOM to 474747, and Larry's going to be on these text messages all day long. So make sure that you guys get him over your questions and he'll get those answered.
All right. You can get your tax questions in. I think that's a good time for tax questions because it is Groundhog Day.
Yes, it is. It is Groundhog Day, and it is officially tax season is open. I believe that you guys were able to start filing your tax returns. It was either the 28th or the 31st of January, but it is.
Grandma said it was 31st. I remember.
Yeah,
her saying that.
Absolutely. But I've heard other people say the 28th, and taxes are not my business. I understand taxes very, very well, but it's not my business. So I don't know what day that the IRS actually opened it up. But you guys are there. You're in tax season officially. So we're going to have Tax Grandma come up, and then we've had quite a few text messages. So we're going to talk with Tax Grandma, then we're going to get back to text messages and phone calls. So if you guys want to give us a call, Larry is here. He's waiting. He's got the phones open, and he could start answering those questions live, 844-935-3634.
And I hear the home office tax rules have changed, so we'll talk to her about that next.
Yeah, she had a really good tip and advice for this week, so stay tuned.